Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the Cross Unity Working Group weekly conference call on internet governance on today, the Friday, the 7th of February, 2014. The time is 0806 UTC. Let's start with the roll call, please. Petia?
Yes, good morning, everyone. On today's call, we have Avri Doria, we have Evan Lubovich, we have Merlin Cade, Oliver Sweme, Mariwa Maciel, and from staff of ICON, we have Alexander Dance, we have Bart Boswinkle, we have Olaf Nordling, myself, Petia Minkova, and Olivier. Is there anyone on the phone not in the Adobe Connect room that hasn't heard his name yet? Okay, no one has responded. This is it, Olivier, so far.
Thank you very much, Petia. I'm Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. I'm actually not staff. I'm a participant, but
yeah, okay.
For the record. I also note on the wiki, on the Adobe, I note that Sally Costerton is probably there, although she's not exactly on the call right now.
I am.
Yes.
Olivier,
I'm Sally Costerton is with us. Thank you very much, Sally. Anyone else that we've forgotten to mention? It doesn't look like it. So let's go over to the adoption of the agenda. We've got, basically the review of our action items. Then we've got a long discussion about draft planning, task breakdown, and making up of sub-teams. And we'll be looking at that wiki page and then any other business. I wanted to have just a quick question on a procedural issue with regards to the doodle polls and the working group call rotation. Does anyone wish to amend the agenda, add something to it? I don't hear anyone shout anything out, so let's move on then directly to the action item review. And our last call was on the 29th of January. I invite you to have a quick look at the wiki page, or in fact I can just read through the two action items which were open. The first one is to constitute a planning team for a preparation of our working group meeting, which is going to take place in Singapore in a few weeks' time, and that's to include one person from each SO and AC. I haven't seen any movement on that yet. I guess no one's really picked up the ball on this. I do note, though, that Marilyn, you had suggested this, if I recall correctly, from our last call. Could I task you with, what can be done is maybe I could task the staff to send a note out over to the working group mailing list and ask for each SO and AC, and I gather SG in this matter, to have one person in charge, to name one person in charge of the organization of the Singapore meeting.
Sure. It's Marilyn. So you're going to ask the staff to follow up with all of us, right?
Let's do that, yes. Okay. So, Petia, if you could please note this, that this will be a staff action item, effectively to follow up on this action item with all of us on the mailing list and ask for a volunteer from each one of the SOAC and SGs.
Yes, I've noted it, Olivia.
Thank you very much, Petia. Next action item is replacing the SO and AC sessions after the opening ceremony with the public cross-community working group on internet governance. And we'd have to agree to it on a mailing list and then ask the ICANN staff if it was possible to change the schedule. So what's been happening is I asked for a consensus call on the mailing list. There was no objection. There was a reaffirmation of support from several people. I then sent an email to the SO and AC chairs for their consideration. which basically asks for exactly this, the replacing of the SO and AC session with the CCWG on internet governance. The SO and AC chairs are going to be having a call on Monday, so I believe the discussion will happen then. And hopefully, by the middle of the week, next week, I'll be able to come back to you with a positive or a negative answer. And, of course, then staff at that point will be asked to perform the change. So that's the action items. Any comments on the action items? I don't see anyone put their hand up. So then the next thing is the doodle polls for Singapore. And I here just want to invite you all to have a look at those doodle polls. I know that some of you have come back and said, well, it's pretty difficult for me right now to say whether there has been, you know, whether I'll be available or not on a specific day. Many of us, I think, have filled the poll based on our knowledge of previous meetings and where we usually were. What I have asked is for staff to add an additional time, which was a 7 a.m. time. I'm not sure whether that has been done. Petya?
Let me check, Olivier. I need to check the doodle.
Well, I'm on the doodle at the moment, and it's just be late and it's not there.
Not.
So the first slot on Wednesday and on Thursday is 8:30. If we can have an additional slot, I think you can modify this, have an additional slot from 7 to 8:30, and then again for an additional time, publicize this doodle on the mailing list, and then we might be able to see some more openings, because at the moment it looks pretty patchy, and obviously this is usual with such a busy meeting, and people do have back-to-back meetings sometimes for the whole day. So let's add this. Let's add this, 7 to 8:30. Yes, Marilyn. Marilyn Kate, you have the floor.
I wonder if we should, it's Marilyn for the transcript, I wonder if we should also add Friday morning. I'm cognizant that ALAC always meets, but is there, given that it's Singapore and I haven't actually checked the flight issues, should we add that as an option for the very early time frame as well, or not?
Yeah. Thanks for the suggestion, Marilyn. One of the things which we did before, if you recall, was a doodle poll on the days of the week that everyone was present, and there was a very sharp drop on Friday as far as the number of participants were. So the only 2 days when I think the vast majority, if not everyone, was in Singapore was Wednesday and Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay, Evan Leibovich, you have your hand up.
Thanks, Olivier. Just to go along with this conversation, the unit of measurement on that doodle poll was what days can you be there. What I recall is that a lot of the flights that basically go eastbound back to North America from Singapore leave midday or in the afternoon. So it's possible that there's people that said that they couldn't be there the whole day that, in fact, might be able to do really early morning. For instance, most of the people in ALAC that are booked to be there till Thursday are funded to stay in the hotel Thursday night because they can't get out Thursday on a late flight. So it's still possible that even though people said, I'm not going to be there the whole day, the morning kind of thing that Marilyn is saying might actually be doable. When we were
Evan,
can you be there?
Thank you, Evan.
Assume the full day.
Understood, Evan. Thank you. It's Olivia speaking. That's a very good point indeed, actually. Let's do that then. Let's have another slot, 7 to 8:30 on Friday morning, Friday the 28th of March. Petya, are you taking notes? You might be muted.
Olivier, it's Sally. Just so
yes,
that you
Sally.
Know, just so that you know, the staff won't be there on Friday because it's not official part of the meeting. So staff only get travel sign-off until the Thursday night. Apart from the staff that support, I think there's one meeting on Friday, which is the ALAC council meeting.
That's correct, yeah. I mean, the
so
other concern, of course, is the fact that, thank you, Sally. The other problem, I think, might be the availability of rooms, because I know that the good
be.
Lads and,
yeah.
and ladies from the team that deals with that rips everything up on the Thursday night, so we might have a problem
correct.
On that.
Oh,
yeah.
This is Evan speaking, but just going back to the point we were making a second ago, a lot of the people that are funded normally to leave on Thursday, because of the nature of the flights, may not actually be getting out of there until midday Friday. So it might be possible, and it might be possible, in fact, to use the ALAC room before the ALAC takes it. So that really doesn't affect the room booking. And typically, I can give at least, you know, the bare minimum of Wi-Fi and things like that into that room until the ALAC is done with it. So, I mean, if we limit something to really early morning, knowing that people that are normally funded to leave on Thursday because of the nature of the flights probably aren't getting out till Friday anyway, we may be able to take advantage. But look, the worst that can happen is let's do a doodle for it and find out what the availability is. The last doodle was only granular to what days are you going to be there. You know, if there's a possibility people are going to be there between 7 and 8 or 7 and 8:30 in the morning because their flight leaves midday, then that, you know, let's find out. We won't know unless we ask. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Evan, let's move on. So, yeah, we'll have the doodle poll, and that's just an option. It doesn't commit us to doing anything on Friday morning, and at least it will give us a fuller picture of people's availabilities. So that's great. Thank you. Let's move on, and I've got a note from Petya that she's taken note of this. So thank you very much, Petya. Let's move on now to the giraffe, to the agenda item number 3. Which seems to be a little bit strange by its way that it was basically listed on the agenda. This is because it comes from a conversation, a discussion that I've had with Rafi Damak, the co-coordinator or facilitator for this working group a little bit earlier this week. So we are a little concerned at the moment that things are not quite progressing and moving very much as fast as we would like it to happen. And I do remind you all that we do have a first deadline on a deliverable for the end of this month. So in order to get things moving and sort of some kind of progress made, we probably have to divide our work into several teams and get different participants in this working group to feel responsibility of some part of the overall deliverable that you're going to be producing. Bearing in mind that at the moment we don't even know what the deliverable is going to be. So first things first, I guess, is to start looking at the past calls that we have had and some of the ideas and suggestions that were made and then go through these. The first thing, I guess, really is to, I think, agree that the first deliverable we have is something for the Brazil meeting, since this is one of the milestones that we have in our path. And so I invite you all to have a look at the wiki page, which is linked over to the agenda. I'll put the place in the script in the chat at the moment of your Adobe. And that's the Cross Unity Working Group contribution draft page. So if you click on this, you will, and actually you can click on it from the other page as well, from the agenda PDF page. On there, you've got the couple of questions which come directly from the executive report of the
this netmundial.br document that effectively lays out what the input is going to be for the for this meeting in Brazil. That's just copied verbatim. So you've got the internet principles, or the two main thematic axes will be the internet principles and the future evolution of the internet governance ecosystem. So that's the first two. Now, when we worked on the charter, and by the way, some of you might be wondering why we're not discussing the charter today. Well, there was a last call regarding the charter. The next stage now is for our charter, which I admit isn't fully worked up. But for this to be circulated with the SOs and ACs and SGs that are chartering this, for them to bring their input. So that's the next stage. But on the discussions for the charter, there was a call for definitions of words, and there was a call also for listing of some objective and goals. The first definition, which posed some problems, was the definition of ICANN. What is ICANN? And so on the Swiki page, we have several points of view, I guess, and several inputs on the definition of ICANN. What I think should be happening, probably, because there's not only define ICANN, but I guess define internet governance, define a whole lot of things. We should have a working group that works specifically, or sub-working group that works specifically on definitions. So there would be ICANN, there would be looking at the page, there could be what's the definition of the multi-stakeholder model, or what's the definition on a multilateral model, this sort of thing. And the working group should be able to work through that. So what I will ask now is a volunteer for leading this. Who would like to volunteer on the definitions, and then basically that we can put together a little call for people who wish to be part of this, and then within the next, well, until the end of the month, this group will be working on the definitions. I guess they'd have a couple of weeks to prepare work on the definitions and then present it to the overall working group, so we can see if we can gain consensus on what the definitions are. The floor is open.
It's
Marilyn, you have the floor.
I guess I'm going to question whether this is a good use of our time, Olivier, in terms of we have a very short time frame. This group came out of a very strong push from the community during the Buenos Aires meeting, suggesting that the bottom-up consensus approach to advice to the board and the staff on internet on activities related to not just Brazil but internet governance be that this be driven by the community and the input of the community be taken into account. We have a meeting that we're going to try to organize for a consultation with the community. I'm not sure that developing definitions is going to be a good use of our time. Perhaps we can try to figure out what the priorities are in the short term for this group.
Thank you for this. Marilyn, any other thoughts?
Olivia, this is Evan. I agree with Marilyn. We could easily blow our brains out spending all the time between now and Brazil just working on definitions. And as you say, time is short. We've got to have something. I'd rather have something that's very narrowly focused and doable as opposed to come up with something broad and, you know, so broad that we have to take time to wrap our heads around it.
Okay, thank you, Evan. So, it's Olivier again. So I understand that, and I agree with both of you that spending all our time on definitions is probably not the best sort of thing that we should do. And this is why I am suggesting the sub-teams. And I'm sorry I didn't actually go through the full length of my of the listing. The other subgroup which I was going to suggest was convincing arguments on internet principles. If you go over to, let me just see, maybe I can, let me just share the screen. So let's stop sharing this and share my screen. If you will bear with me for a second. Share the... Here we are. So, we've got the goals and objectives, and we've got the definitions. So sorry, that's not the right one. That's the right one. So we've got the definitions, and ICANN, multi-stakeholder model, multilateral model. That would be one sub-team. The other sub-team would be looking at the convincing arguments on internet principles, which effectively are the sort of answers that we, I think, along the lines, the sort of questions that we have asked that we could answer ourselves. Why is a multi-stakeholder model of governance better? What is unique about a bottom-up system of governance? How is it possible to maintain a dynamic and evolving multi-stakeholder model? Why is IP address allocation today a managed system? Why is a single route important? Why was the new generic top-level domain process launched, and you know, the sort of creation of new GTLDs? In my view, these are the sort of questions that this community could answer and could present at the Brazil meeting in defense of our model of governance and in defense of the current institutions that run the internet. And of course, the list which is here is non-exhaustive. That second working group would be deciding on, and you know, what you've got here in front of your eyes is actually just an example of the sort of arguments, the sort of explanations that the working group could work on. Does this allay your fears that we would be spending all our time on definitions? I mean, the reason why I mentioned definitions is that all the way from the charter onwards, we've already had questions as to, you know, what words we're using and how do we define them. And one of the concerns from experience in this type of environment outside of ICANN is if someone wants to destroy an entirely well-built argument, and I'm sure that we will be able to build some fantastic, very convincing arguments, if one wants to destroy that, then one goes directly onto the words and say, ah, well, the whole argument doesn't stand because you've not defined this word, and this word means something different for everyone. Therefore, your argument goes straight into the trash. And that's a concern. Let me reopen the floor again. Let me stop sharing because otherwise I can't see people putting their hands up.
I can't put my hand up for some reason. It's Marilyn. May I speak?
Go ahead, Marilyn.
Both of our options on the in the charter are fairly broad and assume that the working group is to coordinate, facilitate, and increase the participation of ICANN community members in internet governance discussion fora and processes. So that would mean, as I look at this, they're being very familiar with what those processes are, that would mean that this working group, I think taking on coordination is a a major challenge. And I'm just looking at, for instance, the participation. We've got participation from civil society, from ALAC, from the business constituency, from the ISP constituency, from the registrars on this call, I think. I think taking on coordination is a big buy. Facilitating and increasing awareness and participation. But I thought the working group also intended to try to help to consolidate the understanding from the ICANN community to provide input into the ICANN staff and the board. And that's not reflected in our present version of the charter. I'll just say one other thing about the questions that you mentioned. Multi-stakeholder comes in a variety of flavors, and what we practice at ICANN is different than what may be practiced as multi-stakeholder participation in other settings. This organization has operational requirements, while in some cases others that use multi-stakeholder participation develop principles or develop activities that do not have an operational role. And I'm kind of thinking that within the working group we need to be thinking about this as models as opposed to model, because there are a variety of multi-stakeholder approaches.
Thank you very much, Marilyn, for this. I understand your point absolutely, and maybe that's one of the things that we need to reflect in our input. So what I've done is to put the page on the Adobe Connect. And, I mean, I understand what you're saying here. What I was going to suggest is that I wouldn't say we volunteer people for this, but looking at the convincing arguments on internet principles, for example, a question like why is this single route important would probably be best given an attempt for a first draft over to ESSAC, let's say. And then, you know, ESSAC could come back, and, or participants from ESSAC on this working group could come back with a suggestion and then get the whole working group to work on it. Why is IP address allocation today a managed system? That would probably be best answered by people in the ASO or people in the RIRs. How is it possible to maintain a dynamic and evolving multi-stakeholder model is probably something that we should all be looking at. And that works along the line that, you know, based on our experience at ICANN, what is unique about a bottom-up system of governance? Well, that's a very wide question. And so, of course, yeah, I mean, obviously, all of the answers, all of the contributions which are going to come from this community and which I believe will be relayed into the Brazil meeting as coming from this community and from, I guess, ICANN, the community, not ICANN, the corporate organization, is something which, you know, is obviously going to be from our point of view and based on our model in ICANN and on our knowledge of how it works or doesn't work over in ICANN. It certainly is just one of the I organizations. And I agree with your point, Marilyn. Ensure that we understand there are a variety of multi-stakeholder models and ICANN is only one of them. But I don't think that we, in our position here, would be able to, well, neither have the time to compare between the different types of multi-stakeholder models elsewhere, and also be able to bring input onto what other multi-stakeholder models are like. My suggestion is to actually stick to the ICANN one and describe how we work and how things work here. I'm just very concerned that outside of ICANN, very few people really know how ICANN works, and it's just terrible. I see Oliver Suleiman has put his hand up. So, Oliver, you have the floor.
thank you, Olivier. It's Oliver here, and I wanted to come back to the last things that you and Marilyn mentioned. I mean, of course, there's a variety of multi-stakeholder models, and there is also a variety of views on the stakeholder model. And even if we look into ICANN, it depends very much on which constituency you ask for a certain view on internet governance and the multi-stakeholder model, what the answer will be. So as Marilyn mentioned, there are several constituencies and stakeholder groups in this cross-constituency working group, and I think it would be very important to start a process when we are discussing about arguments on internet principles, a process that guarantees that we consider the views that a certain stakeholder group might have on internet governance and multi-stakeholderism within ICANN. So if you ask an ISP, you will get a different answer like if you ask a registry or someone from the business constituency. And I very much like the questions that you raised in your paper here, the convincing arguments on internet principles. But I think we should set up a process that guarantees that we get answers from every constituency that is part of this working group, and then try to compose a common statement or a common view out of these individual views. So for the next steps, I would really love to see that we kind of initiate a process where we make sure that every constituency can give its view, and then try to compose something general, like, let me say, the ICANN view. Yeah. So, but I think this should be the process. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Oliver. And I note there's also a chat going on with regards to the process by which we would get some answers. Oliver, I think you've touched on something which will definitely avoid us having discussions or long debates on items which don't require debates, such as, for example, why is a single route better than multiple routes. I believe that the majority of people that participate in ICANN processes believe that a single route is better than multiple routes. And let's not open the discussion right now. This is something we can do later. And the very idea that the different component parts of this working group, so the different members from the different SOACs and SGs, could answer each one of these subjects. So what the multi-stakeholder model, what is unique about a bottom-up system of governance, and why is a single route important? All of these could be put on that wiki page, added with all of the answers next to each other in the next column, let's say. And then we would immediately be able to hone in on what needs discussion and what doesn't need discussion. And what doesn't need discussion, we can bank, and that can go straight into our output paper. Michele, you have mentioned several things on the single route. I think that probably would be one of the things that can be banked pretty quickly. And that would constitute already some input that this community can bring forward. Are there any other thoughts on the... Yes, go ahead, Nicola. You have the floor.
Yeah, sorry, just very briefly. I just think, you know, some of these things, they've been asked and answered multiple times in the past. I mean, this, the single route versus multiple route thing, I mean, if you want to have your own little route and go off and do stuff in your own back garden, fine, but globally, stuff breaks if you have multiple routes. It was covered years ago. Asked and answered, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Michele, you can, just in response to you, Michele, I agree with you, and I've been around for long enough to hear this forever, the usual discussions, but you can be sure that this discussion is going to come up in Brazil. Because if you look at the list of people that have been invited to sit on the desk already,
you will note that there are some very strong supporters of multiple routes, whether they work or not, but strong supporters for, I guess, religious reasons.
That's fine, but I don't think there's any point in us spending a lot of time discussing that. I think we just basically reiterate what we've said in the past. That's all I'm saying.
So why is a single route important, I believe, will probably be banked by next week. We'll have a single definition. Someone will come up with it. Maybe Michele, you can write three lines, four lines on it and put it there, out there on the wiki, and that we will not spend any time on. But then what is unique about the bottom-up system of governance might require a lot more discussion. Might show different differences in points of view that we have in this community, and hopefully then we can find a consensus between the different points of view that we have, or present the different points of view that there are in ICANN over the meeting and say, well, it's a bit different. Some of us believe in something different than what others do believe, and diversity is the key at ICANN as well. There are times when we don't always agree completely with each other, but we have a process by which we can take everyone's views into account. Evan Ibovich.
Thanks, Olivier. I think this discussion is almost proving out the sort of model that you've got by having that what you've got on the screen is essentially, you know, a task list of taking a bunch of questions that need to be asked, chopping them up into bits, giving them each to individuals, and bringing it back, and that becomes a straw man that we then knock around as a group. Michele, if you already know where the questions have already been answered about single route, then, okay, that makes you the logical person to come up with the answer. And if the answer means we don't have to do anything original because it's already been done very coherently, well, then that's something that's very quick to bring up. As Olivier said, some questions don't have quite the same clarity of existing answers, but that's the kind of thing we've got to go through as we go through some of the line items on the task list that's on the screen there. So, we all seem to be violently arguing for the same thing, in saying we've got a bunch of questions to answer. Some are easier to answer than others. Some already have questions answered. And so I think the task right now is just take the list you've got, find out if people have other questions they think need to be answered as part of this. Let's chop it up. Let's assign people to the individual questions. That way, you spread the load around. And we have a target date where people start bringing them back together, and that ends up constituting a straw man that then we can bash around as a group. I think that's a good approach to do with this, and one that won't distract us on the definitions, as you were saying, and doesn't make it too onerous on any one individual or any one constituency that's working on this. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Evan. And I note that Michele has written in the chat that he's volunteering to prepare something on the easy definition. So the task action item given over to Michele is to draft an answer to the why is a single route important question. Is that correct, Michele? And you might be muted. Yes, it is correct. Okay.
And
Marilyn, I'll be with you in a second. I just wanted to check that Petya has taken this task correctly.
Can you just repeat, Olivier? I'm sorry.
Okay, so action item for Michele Nalen to draft an answer for the question, why is the single route important?
Okay, it's noted.
Thank you. And that's just as a starter. And by the way, if this is given to Michele, it doesn't preclude anyone else on the call or on the working group, anyone who will review the discussions we're having today, to also write their own definition on it. if they wish to, although they would probably spend their time better by answering some of the other questions than this, since this is quite a pretty much a no-brainer for anyone. But that's the way we can work it. Marilyn Cade, you have the floor.
I was going to volunteer to join Nicolay, but perhaps I'll reserve that and think about volunteering elsewhere. But I just want to make a comment about the values that I think draw us together at ICANN in support of a non-fragmented route. We call it a single route, but what we mean, I think, more broadly, is a non-fragmented route. But there are certain values that draw us together, things like predictability, resiliency, operational stability, avoiding disconnects, all those kinds of things. So maybe I'll just come back. I'll wait for your later discussion and think about volunteering later. But I just want to mention for all of us to keep in mind that there is also a discussion going on seeking input on the strategic plan. And so we may want to be thinking about what we are debating and what our communities may be inputting into the discussion on the strategic plan and ICANN's mission, and see if there's something that can be lifted from that work that's going on in parallel that would be useful to input from our communities into this working group.
Thank you, Marilyn. A question to you on the strategic plan, because I don't have the exact dates in my head now. Right now. Are the timings compatible with our timings as far as the input is concerned?
Comments were due on the 31st of January, so the first round of comments are in, most of the communities will have, many of the communities will have made comments. So I'm just thinking, I think the answer is yes, that there is something to look at. I will make a cautionary comment that there seems to be some kind of irrational enthusiasm that crowdsourcing is a way to affect informed decision-making and policy development in an organization like ICANN, but I think that's a nit that we can talk about later when we talk about the multi-stakeholder approaches and accountability in those approaches. But yes, there should be material to look at. And there may not be enough submissions, Olivier, but most of the groups will have submitted comments in one way or another by January the 31st.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. We can take this also. I think what we can do is to add this to the list then, convincing arguments on internet principles and have an entry which says multi-stakeholder, take input from strategic plan. And I guess that maybe a week before the end of this month, we will be able to have a better look at the input that is on the public comment request that's out there.
Well, it's Marilyn. Staff have a responsibility defined in the affirmation of commitments and the APRT to do summaries of these things. So maybe we could check with whoever is doing the summaries and see how timely the summary would be.
The problem, is how timely the summary would be exactly. If the public comment closes on the 31st of January, usually, even if staff works very fast, it would have to be within the week after that. And I'm concerned that we would end after the end of our own deadline for being able to produce something to send to Brazil.
No, darling. January the 31st. We're February the 7th.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm getting my dates completely messed out. Thankfully, we are still in 2014. Okay, absolutely understood. Apologies for this, Marilyn. Evan, your hand is still up.
Oh, okay, sorry. I don't have anything specific to say that I haven't already said in the chat.
Okay, thank you, Evan. So action item for staff to please get in touch with the staff in charge of the strategic plan input. I don't have their name at hand, but we can find this out very quickly. Do two things. One, ask how long it will be until the summary, staff summary is made. As soon as the staff summary is made, to please send this or email a reference to where that staff summary is published onto our mailing list so we can work on it either during the next call or the call afterwards. We can take that into account as inputs. Another question for everyone here on the list that we have currently on the screen, convincing arguments on internet principles. Are there any questions that we have not addressed yet? What should we be adding on there? This is just a starting point, by the way, and this is why I've left some quite a few blanks underneath in the table, because really it's the starting point for what questions we should be answering.
Olivia, it's Marilyn. Can I get in the queue on that topic?
Absolutely. And if there was a queue, you could get into it. Unfortunately, there is no queue at the moment, so you're the first person to speak. Go ahead, Marilyn.
There's a wonderful document, and I know Mariella, I think, is on the phone. There's a wonderful document prepared by Carolina Messini, which is gathering up many of the different sets of multi-stakeholder principles. My suggestion would be we not reinvent the wheel, but we take that document, and then we think about the principles within ICANN. Because that there are principles on different topics. There's a heavy influence in that document on analyzing principles that have implications for human rights. Not as much on the technical side, but that might be something that's worth our spending a little time on. That is to say, okay, here's the survey of internet governance principles that is available. There are internet governance principles embedded in the Tunis agenda as well. But what are the unique principles to ICANN that the community fully supports or supports broadly? You know, we could come up with a range, but not reinvent the wheel on gathering the internet governance principles that work being done both by Carolina, also coming into the IGF. Why don't we just take that work and then think about what are the principles that are specific to ICANN?
Okay. Thank you, Marilyn. For the record, and in order for us to be able to get hold of this document, do you have any reference as to where the document can be found? Could this be shared with the working group?
Yes. I'll have to figure out where I have it. Mariella's, Carolina is at the New America Foundation, and the funding comes from a range of sources, including foundations and others. I will figure out how to find it and forward it. And it's, I'm not proposing that it's our work, but let's not repeat work, right? Let's take work others are doing and then build on what's specific to ICANN. I don't know if others agree with that, but that seems to me to be important given our limited time frame and the fact that we need to have a meaningful consultation when we go into our Monday meeting in Singapore, which is coming up very quickly.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. What I was going to suggest is that this document is taken as one of the input documents. I think others might also have other sources as well in answering these questions, and definitely then us not needing to bang our heads together on reinventing the wheel. I suggest an action item then is for, and I notice also in the chat, Marilia Maciel is mentioning that she can search and send this document to the list. So can I just suggest then to Marilia to for Marília Maciel to search that document, if she knows where it is, and send it over to the list? Or do you want a joint search?
No, Marília. Marília is much more expert at this than I am.
Okay. So let's do that then. Action item for Marília Maciel to search for the document which you have mentioned by principles, comparison of principles by Carolina. And for this to be sent over to the mailing list, and I think we would also be populating our wiki, which has all of the document source, if you want, so that we can refer to it easily and make use of this document along with any other document to start filling in our list. Evan Leibovitz, you're next.
Hi, Olivia, I was just going back to something earlier. You were asking for new line items because you left a bunch of blanks. So I don't know if you want me to read it back out, but I suggested another one that seemed to have some support. And I would, you know, putting my money where my mouth is, I would, I'll happily volunteer to do that one. And that one specifically is, trying to improve on the one that says, why is a multi-stakeholder model of governance better? Better being a bit too vague. So I was suggesting rephrasing that as to why it better serves the public interest, and I'm happy to work on that one. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Evan. In order for this to be recorded, could you please type? And I know I should be typing this, but unfortunately, clicking, typing, speaking, and looking at multiple windows is just hard at this time of the morning. Maybe a couple of hours and a couple of coffees later it will work. But at the moment, please put it in the chat. Then we'll have a verbative offer. Okay.
It already is. You have to scroll up a bit, but I already put it in.
There you go. So that's a living proof that I'm not able to read that early in the morning. It's terrible. I might not be able to read the whole day, but... at least it's exacerbated that early in the morning. Thanks for this, Evan. We'll have that added to the list.
Olivier, sorry, it's Marilyn. I'd like to make a friendly amendment to Evan's proposal. Friendly amendment meaning only if he accepts it, and then I could volunteer as well. Multi-stakeholder models, because there are multiple multi-stakeholder models. And I say that because I think even in this group, we're applying multi-stakeholder participation and decision-making differently in different parts of the Internet governance system, Internet governance ecosystem. Would models work for you? Is that okay?
As a matter of fact, I treat them somewhat different. I think of the concept of multi-stakeholder model as a theory, and ICANNs as being one implementation of many of them.
Same philosophy. But I think going into trying to take a document into the Brazil forum or into other forums, that S is going to be important. Since translation sometimes is challenging.
I think in the final wash, Marilyn, we definitely do need to bring out the fact that, you know, ICANN says, you know, the multi-stakeholder model, but in fact ICANN is one implementation of a multi-stakeholder model, and in fact there's some, you know, there's people that would say, you know, the theory is good and ICANN's implementation has lots of flaws in it. That doesn't necessarily mean that the concept is flawed. So I definitely agree with you, and you know, ICANN does not define the MSM. ICANN is one definition of it, or one, shall we say, one iteration of it.
Okay, thank you. I gather that this friendly amendment is agreed then. So how do multi-stakeholder models advance and protect the public interest? And I guess the answer can include the fact that there are several multi-stakeholder models and provide, I don't think we have
looking at the deliverables for Brazil, I don't think that we have the ability to write a very, very long paper. I'm concerned, I think it's only a 5 or 6 page document per per organization or per stakeholder group or whatever they call it. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact naming of it. But at least we can, we can define those things in our input. And that's, of course, something we can work out later. Evan, your hand is still up.
Yeah, I mean, I just answering to what you're saying right now, I wouldn't get too caught up on the length right now. Right now, I think it's more important to make sure that the various facets of this are all addressed, that they're all assigned to people, that they're being worked on, you know, and different people are going to have different levels of, shall we say, verbosity. It's clearly going to look like something that's been done by multiple authors, and hopefully the process of working on the document as a whole will smooth that out. But I wouldn't get too caught up in the length of it. If people have a certain timeline to work under and one group or one person can tackle one thing and they can express themselves well in 3 paragraphs and somebody else needs 2 pages to do it, I wouldn't harp on that too much right now. Let's get it out. Let's bring it back and then worry about, you know, how concise things are.
Good. Yes. Okay, thank you very much, Evan. Any other convincing arguments on internet principles or contributions? We are reaching the end of this call. Could I ask you all to follow up afterwards on email and add some more?
Yeah. Before we end the call, I think it would be really helpful to have Mariella, anything I can contribute, and others. Why don't we have a quick update on what's going on OneNet and separately on the Brazil meeting so everybody feels fully informed?
Thank you, Marilyn. That's a very good point. I think we can do that in the any other business part of this call, which will hopefully populate the last 5 minutes of the call, and we are reaching the last 5 minutes. I was just trying to close off on this section. This section really is just to say, please follow up on the convincing arguments on internet principles and add more questions, etc. The call is 60 minutes in length. Maybe we might have to move to change these to 90 minutes if we keep on running out of time every time. Evan, you still have your hand up, and Bill, you have your hand up. Evan Leibovich first. Okay, that was an old hand. Bill Drake.
Olivier, on the principles thing, one of the, and I'm sorry, I missed the front end of this call, so you may have already discussed this, one of the fundamental divisions I think that's really emerged here with regard to the principles part of the Sao Paulo agenda is exactly what scope of principles is to be discussed. And there is basically two completely different kinds of visions being articulated by different groups. One argument that's being made is that the principles discussion should stick solely to procedural matters about the conduct of Internet governance on the assumption that if we try to talk about anything substantive, there's no way there will be any agreement in the time frame allowed. And then the other approach is, of course, that no, this won't be a meaningful meeting unless there's actually a discussion and agreement about some substantive principles. So substantive versus procedural is a fundamental divide here. A lot of the civil society groups are off drafting, Best Bits and various other people are off working on substantive principles pertaining to, you know, Internet access as a right, human right, and net neutrality and all these other things, which I would think it's very clear a lot of other actors will not support trying to have any kind of agreed language about that. And so if this group is intending to try to make some sort of a collective intervention of any sort, or at least to facilitate a coherent set of inputs, that cleavage, I think, has to be addressed. Do we want to try to do anything beyond sort of stating principles pertaining to how multi-stakeholder cooperation should work, what the mechanisms are, et cetera, or do we want to limit ourselves to substantive points? I'm not awake yet. Do we want to limit ourselves to procedural, or do we also want to get into substantive? One other point I would raise about this, one of the debates that people have been having about is whether or not we might want to call into question in some manner the respective roles and responsibilities formulation that we've inherited from the WSIS process, which governments consistently cite as providing them with a special and unique and essentially unilateral and sole role with regard to public policy issues. And I know there are a number of people who want to try to press that point, that this is not a very accurate rendition of how things are actually done in the real world. But on the other hand, of course, many governments would not welcome that. But it's certainly a procedural, I think it could be presented as a procedural point, and it's worth at least thinking about, in my view. Anyway, I'll stop, and sorry for being late.
Thank you very much, Bill, for this input. Would I be able to ask you to please either type that contribution, not all of what you said, just the contribution you mentioned, the sort of question that we should be answering or asking, either in the chat or just send it over to the email afterwards so that we've got a good record of it and we all understand it. I'm just a little concerned with regards to the transcripts. First, they take time, and sometimes I've noticed that it then says inaudible, and the most potent and greatest part of the discussion is then lost.
Olivier, it's Marilyn. I need to make a follow-up comment.
Yes, go ahead, Marilyn. And I do have to tell everyone we are 7 minutes beyond the end of this call, so we do need to move on to any other business in a second.
And we can always
talk next week or follow up on the mailing list. But go ahead, Marilyn.
Actually, I think this is important that I make this point now. I'm really glad that Bill has joined us, but I think this issue of what are we about as the CCWG versus what are other groups about and what they're addressing is important. CCWG needs to be, in my view, focused on improving ICANN. And Bill and I, Mariella, some of the rest of you are also engaged in a wide, Olivier, I'm going to go through all everybody who's on the call, Aubrey, we're all engaged in a number of other issues, but maybe Bill's contribution would help us to, his typing this input in, this question in, will help us to cement what can we do within ICANN, because that's an organization that we need to improve and strengthen and create forms of accountability that do not yet exist and enhance the bottom-up consensus-based approach on decisions that ICANN is responsible for. So if we can focus on that as the CCWG, and then we focus on how ICANN contributes to the larger ecosystem of Internet governance, I think we will have made a massive contribution as the CCWG. But first and foremost, I personally do not want this group to take on the debate of reopening the WSIS documents. That is a opportunity that exists elsewhere, and everyone can come and focus on that with Bill and me and others, but it will drown us in the CCWG, in my view. But to Bill's point, it's on the table in Brazil and elsewhere. Still, I think we need to be focused.
Okay, Marilyn, thank you. And I'm going to close the debate now. Bill, you still have your hand up? Is that a new hand? No, it wasn't. Okay. I'm going to close the debate now because we are running out of time, and I do believe some people are right up in the middle of the night and others have to go to work as well and others have to go to sleep. This clearly is something which we, I guess, have a lot to talk about. Let me just ask that we continue on the mailing list about this. Staff will be sending the action items out, which are currently listed at the moment.
The first one is planning for the team preparation of the meeting of Singapore. Staff will follow up with the working group mailing list. And that's basically asking for each one of the SOs and ACEs to send a name of someone who will be part of the sub-team to prepare the Singapore meeting. Action for PETIA is to add slots on the poll. And the adding of the slots on the poll would be 7 a.m. on Thursday and on Wednesday and Thursday, and there's also a thought to add 7 a.m. also on Friday morning, and see, and then of course publicize the poll. Then the next one, action item, is for Michele to add a short draft on the wiki about the roots issue, the single route, and knowing that the single route is not only having a single top of the pyramid, but also a unified route, and maybe actually that should be a second question. So why is the single route important? And the second one is, why is a unique route important? These are two different things. A non-fragmented route important, or the value of a non-fragmented domain space, domain namespace. That's another one. Then action item for staff, please get in touch with the staff in charge of the strategic plan input as soon as the summary is made. And email this over to our mailing list. And then finally, Marilia, to search the document comparison on major declarations on internet freedom and share in the list and build a wiki page with those references. And that actually, the sharing has already been done by Bill in the chat. Bill has already pointed us to the best bits. Issue comparison of major declarations on internet freedom. And then, of course, we've got the follow-up for all of you, which is, and all of the people on the mailing list, to continue filling the convincing arguments on internet principles list. And, of course, to continue the discussion on the mailing list. One last thing I wanted to discuss now is any other business. So Marilyn, I know you had something to bring forward for the any other business part, which you just mentioned earlier. I was just going to touch very quickly on the question of the doodle poll rotation. What happens after this call? As you know, we've got a rotation, and usually later on in the day, staff sends a doodle poll which runs over the weekend with regards to the timings of the next call. And that, of course, precludes us from being able to have calls in the earlier part of the week. This is why we often end up with calls in the latter part, since the doodle poll closes on Monday evening. And then it's very difficult to stage something for Tuesday. It's just too short notice. So the question is, should we continue having those doodle polls, or should we have a final poll which will, for the next rounds, so for the early morning, the three different time slots when we have them, and define this as being our time for the next weeks when we reach that rotation item again? Any thought on that?
Olivier, it's Marilyn.
Have any of you been confused by the rotating times? Not rotating times, but the doodle polls that are each one asked, or is actually, there's two ways. Either having the same times, now that we've actually chosen the rotational time, or having a doodle poll. Having the same times has the advantage of giving us a time that we can forecast in advance, so we know exactly where we stand, whether our next call will be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. The negative side is that it's less flexible, and there are times when more people will be unavailable on the Wednesday, and more will be available on the Friday. And then the next week or the next rotational time, it might be a different time where everyone is available. Marilyn, you have the floor.
For the next period of 2 weeks, not next week, but for 2 weeks, I will be in Geneva with many of the rest of you for a series of very critical meetings. So a time slot that is 2 a.m. in the morning in Geneva is perfectly fine with me, or 11 p.m. in Geneva is perfectly fine with me. But I can't, during those 2 weeks, I can't commit to a predictable time, since right now most of those UN meetings that are multi-stakeholder inclusive are going until 9, 10, 11, in one case 2 a.m. I'd prefer to do a, and many of us travel, I would prefer to do a poll around the most people who are available, Olivier, rather than having a set.
Understood. Any other thoughts? Okay, so let's continue then with the doodle polls, which makes it more flexible, and that's totally understandable. But then I guess we will never be able to have a call on the Tuesday, but that really doesn't matter. Let's always sort of have the slots Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday on each one of those weeks. Marilyn, you wanted to bring up one action item. I'm really sorry, it's just come out of my mind.
Mariella's on the call, I'm on the call, Bill's on the call. I thought it would be helpful to just have a very quick update about what's going on the planning for the Brazil meeting, because there's a lot happening. There are, very quickly, there are four committees the useful, interesting news to everyone, I think everyone may have seen it, but if not, it's important to know. 9 of the 12 countries have been announced. The interesting thing is there, to me, it's interesting, there are no Africans yet. There are no Caribbean countries yet. Brazil, Argentina, from the core Latin place, and the three additional governments will be announced very soon. So we may see more diversity being announced. This is not a critical comment. I'm just making it as a factual update. Very important to note that's huge progress that has been made. Secondly, the second committee that has to do with how documents will be treated, et cetera, met on the 27th, hosted in Brazil. There is a written report out of that. I want to turn to Mariella, who may have a lot more insights than I have. I'm just giving the external view very quickly. The first committee, which is a high-level multi-stakeholder committee, has not yet met. The logistics committee is hard at work, and they have made a venue change, and so there's now information on the website and a request that people fill out an expression of interest form. So I thought it would be really useful to just mention that to this group. That doesn't mean you're automatically registered. It means there's a gathering of expressions of interest, since there will be somewhere between 700 to 800 seats, according to the external reports we have, and there may be a need to winnow down or allocate seats by category of stakeholder. That all is yet to be determined. There's a deadline for submissions of documents, which is something that this group needs to pay attention to, as well as OneNet. And there is no specific financial support for participation for any group, although different groups may develop their own funding support models. I think I'm out of information now.
Thank you for this update, Marilyn. I've actually put the expression of interest form link into the chat for anyone who wished to put in their details for the time being. As you said, this is not a commitment to go, but this gives an idea of the numbers of people that would be interested in going. Any other updates on this? Marilia, you're on the call as well. I'm not sure whether you had anything else to add. Oh, Marilia is unable to speak. Okay, well, thanks. I know we've got all your input on the chat, so that's fine. I do know that there was one thing that was missing on this call for some reason. I don't seem to be seeing any of the microphones being on. So I don't know whether that was wanted or not wanted. That's something I'll follow up with staff afterwards and find out. Is anyone actually speaking on this call using the Adobe Connect room?
I am not. It's Marilyn. I am not. I had to turn it off because it's not as predictable as
it's video. Not. Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks to everyone for this call. Apologies again for being late. We did start a little bit late, and we're ending a little later. Thanks to all of you who've remained up in the night. We've got a good set of action items here, and please, I urge you to do some input, bring some input and discuss things between this call and the next call. Time is flying by at a very, very fast pace. So thanks to all of you, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.